Yo, what's good? It's your boy Denny P. You should know what this is. This is that audio blog, podcast, vlog. It's not a vlog as in a video blog, but it's like a voice blog. So, you know, this is what we're doing right now. And you done tuned in to the Art of Struggle podcast by me, you know, your presenter, your host, your everything, Denny P. A music artist. Music creative, a creative period, all that jazz. So let's kill the noise and get straight into this podcast though. Yo, what's good? What's good? Y'all should already know what this is. If y'all don't, this is the Independent Artist Struggle Podcast. And it's with me, your host, your presenter, Denny P. That's D-A-N tilde sign E tilde sign P. What you got for me? Run them pockets. Anyway, so happy New Year's 2020. You know, my irresponsible potting ass came late with the pot. You know what I mean? It's still the first two weeks of the new year. So I'm not that late. Depending on, today is January 13th, so when you get it, I don't know when you're going to be getting this, but when you get this, you're getting what you get. Shit. Anyway, I just want to say Happy New Year. Touch base with y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, tell y'all what the goals is for 2020, what I got in mind. Epiphanies that I had lately, already in these first two weeks of the new year. Excuse me, I'm getting over a little cold or whatever I had. Real quick recap or update or whatever you want to call it. For Christmas, the Christmas holiday, I took my family to Kalahari, like I'm from California. Kalahari, it's an indoor water park resort, big ass hotel here in Ohio, Sandusky, Ohio. Took the family to there. Adjoining bedroom suite with a pull-out bed, a master bedroom, and my sons had their own bedroom, and my daughter, she got the pull-out bed. So everybody got me and my girl got our own bed. The kids got their own bed. Everybody had fun. Everybody had a blast. It was I got in the water a lot more than what I usually would do. At the beginning of 2019, even though I cannot swim. So that was dope. The kids had fun. And after we left there, we went to Amazon. It's tripping right now. After we was there, we went to Detroit for a professional wrestling show, WWE SmackDown Live wrestling show. The boys fucking loved it. They had a fucking blast. I enjoyed myself because it was my first live WWE show as well. So the big kid in me was, I was lit. I was doing the yes chance. I was doing the no chance. Nigga, I was doing the Kofi Kingston chance. Man, that shit was so fun. So the kids had a good time. You know, they enjoyed themselves. They enjoyed the presence. And you know, I'm gonna leave it at that. So I'm recovering from a cold or the loss of my voice in Detroit, and it's just now coming back. It's just now catching up to me. Like, that shit was terrible. I was sounding so I don't know the right word. Not raspy wasn't the word, but that's, I hate when I lose my voice. Like, that's when I lose my voice, that shit is so annoying. Like, cause it's like clockwork. I guarantee every time I lose my voice, that's probably when I'm peaking at my most creative. Like, I'm getting right there to my most creative, and then my voice is gone. So now I can't sing the shit out. I can't sing the shit out how I want to, or, you know, freestyle it and then come back and revisit it and fix that like I want to. Because the inspiration is gone. The desire, I don't say the desire is gone, but the inspiration for that song of that moment is gone. So I no longer want to record that song, which is stupid, because a good song is a good song. But that, I guess that's that. I'm gonna talk about that a little bit today. Being married to an idea, I guess that's me working with being married to an idea, or not being married to an idea. So that's just what that is. So I don't think ain't really nothing else to update for real. I don't think. What else is going on? I'm trying to think. It's not a lot going on for real. But I don't know. I just wanted to let y'all know a nigga still alive. I put out two songs. It was a couple songs, and I'm not trying to promote those shits. If you really want to see those, y'all can go check out my Instagram and look for links or whatever the case may be. The purpose of me telling y'all that I put those two songs out was, it was a couple songs that I had left over from 2019, and I don't want to sit musically. I don't want to sit on no energy that I had from 2019. Anything that I had in 2019, I'm letting that shit go. I'm not worrying about a market plan. I'm not worrying about who fuck with it or not. It got to get out. And I got another song that I got that I'm waiting to get verses back from my brother. So when I get that shit back, that shit gonna be out as soon as possible. There's no marketing plan. I'm just putting that shit out just because I don't want to keep no 2019 energy. I want to make all new energy, all new vibes, all new good times. Blase, blase, skip. I'm trying to think of what else. What else? What else? What else? What else? What else? I mean, it's nothing major for real. So, it is what it is. But we'll be right back. You know what I mean? I'll be right back. Let's take this quick break. Take this quick break. I'll be right back, and we'll get into today's podcast. Appreciate you for checking out the Independent Artist Struggle Podcast. It's your boy Danny P. I'll be back in a second with some good shit for you. Yo, welcome to the Independent Artist Struggle Podcast. I'm your host, your guide, the person you chose to come here and get information for, guidance from, Danny P, music artist, producer, songwriter, engineer. I don't master songs. I just don't. All around creative guy. And today it just hit me, like just now, not even a minute ago. I said, let me podcast real quick. Let me talk. Let me run my mouth real quick. Just a quick podcast. For one, I haven't did anything since the last podcast. I think I tried to update you, but I don't think the shit worked out too well, or I just didn't do it. So this podcast right now is pretty much, I just wanted to talk about growth and how much I just realized how much I grew as an artist, getting older and continue to make music. So somebody that I've been working with on a project, on their project for their album, has had me on four songs. Now they had this one song, where his father wrote the hook, just messaged me that he didn't really care for the song. He said it sounded too dry. So he asked me, was it cool? Which he didn't have to. He asked me, was it cool if he took me off the song, had the song rewritten, and had somebody else sing? I was like, sure, that's, yeah, go ahead. You know what I mean? It's like, it amazes me now about the mind state that I'm in as an artist or as an adult. Maybe that's just me being mature as an adult or a person in general, but I really fast. I'm like, yeah, like, why the fuck would I care if you take me off your song that, you know what I'm saying? That's your song. I don't care. It's your song. So, with that being said, I was like, damn, like, legitimately, five, would it be 5 years ago? How old was I?
I'm trying to think. Maybe 5 years ago. No, not 5 years ago. It'd be closer to seven or eight. It'd be closer to seven, around 7 or 8 years ago. Let's just call it a decade. We'll just round it up and say about a decade. A decade ago, if you put me on a song, now I'm 32. 10 years, 22 years old, around the early 20s. If you put me on the song and then you told me you was taking me off the song, I would have a fucking issue. I would throw a little bitch fit. I'd be pissy. You don't fuck with me no more because you took me off the song, shit like that. Like, that was my mind state 10 years ago. If you took me off of a song, that means you don't fuck with me. And you wanted to put somebody else on. Maybe that was like some competitive shit because I wanted to be the best. And now I'm at the point where I realize business. So it's and for God's sakes, I'm on 4 fucking songs. I mean, I'm on 3 other fucking songs. So how much, you know what I'm saying? Like it's even if he decided today that he wanted to take me off of those 3 songs, I'd be fine with it because it's all about the vibe of the project. He want to make the best project he can make. That's his prerogative. That's his music. Whatever. You know what I mean? I ain't tripping. So with that being said, I'm like, damn, 10 years ago, I'd have fucking had a whole ass fit. That fast did I realize how much I've grown. How much 10 years. That's wild. And it's amazing to me. I don't know why. But it's like, now, like, it sounds so weird that for somebody to ask me, is it cool if they take me off of their song, not my song, or not no beat that I made and I wrote the hook and I gave them, I was like, hey, you can use this song for your album or whatever. No, it's weird. And for one, I'm looking more at it as a business move and blah, blah, blah. Because the other dude, hold on. I'll be right back. Let's talk to one of our sponsors or something. The other dude has a bigger name in the city as an artist than I do. So it would behoove me to slide my ass over and let him be a part of this project. Because if he tells people that he's a part of that project and people come over to check out that project and they fucking with the whole project and not just the song that he's on, I'm on 3 songs. So logically, it's like, why the fuck would I trip? That's not, you know what I'm saying? That's not nothing to trip about. So with that being said, business-wise, and that's another business move. That's another reason, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't tripping. I have no problem. I have no issue. I just thought that it was amazing that 10 years ago, I would be acting like a little bitch because somebody took me off of their project or they took me off of a song. Like, I just think it's amazing, like, how much. And this is not a brag. I'm in complete shock. It's amazing how much I've grown with that. I can't pinpoint exactly when I came to this mental state of being okay with some shit like that, but I just thought it was really dope to be able to be like, it's cool. And it's not that I don't have that same desire to want to be the best, but you got to know your situation. If you're not putting in as much work as anybody else and you want to be the best, that's just a dream. You're not even fucking working towards it. So I want to be the best, but I'm making music, but I'm not outperforming. I'm not out doing interviews. I'm not out, anything that has to do with getting awareness to people knowing who the fuck I am. But I want to be the best, but I'm mad because somebody else has more notoriety than I do. More people know them than they know me. You know, that's stupid as fuck. So, with that being said, I'm not out to be like my mom said. I just want to make dope music. If fame comes, it comes. I hope the money comes first. Honestly, I hope money comes before the fame. But if fame comes, it comes. I'm not pressed to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm not pressed to be famous. If I so happen to end up being famous for music, fine, so be it. But I'm not pressed about it. So I don't know, man. Growth, man. Growth. It's all about growing. It's all about growing. When you can realize you've grown, you'll be amazed at it. You'll be amazed at it. This ain't no preaching shit. I just felt like I should touch base with y'all and shit. See what's going on. I'm gonna try to revamp the podcast a little bit. I'm gonna start looking up news stuff. I'm gonna start looking up news pieces, like things you need to know as the industry changes. More stuff. I'm gonna give y'all more content. But yeah, man, I'm amazed at how much, like, just, you just gotta give it time. You'll grow. Like, you ain't growing already. You'll grow, but people grow. And just when it comes, you'll be so fucking amazed at the growth that you have had. You know what I mean? So, short and sweet podcast. I ain't even about to tarry too long. I'm not gonna tarry too long. I'll holler at y'all later. I'll be back with another podcast. It's your boy Denny P. Me out.